Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in Turkey and war-ravaged Syria continue searching through frigid night, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble. After the 7.8 magnitude earthquake early Monday killed more than 4,000 people thus far, toppled thousands of buildings, and brought even more misery to a wide region transformed by Syria's 12-year civil war and refugee crisis. The survivors cried out for help from within mountains of debris, and first responders contended with rain and snow. The White House says improved surveillance brought down the Chinese balloon off the North Carolina coast. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
President Biden was asked why China launched the balloon.
Because it's Chinese.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the military has begun collecting debris from the balloon.
We took steps to mitigate whatever collection capability the balloon would have over our sensitive military sites. No, I'm not going to talk about what those mitigations measures were, but we did that.
The commander of U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herk, says there is a lot of debris to pick up.
More than 15 football fields by 15 football fields.
John Kirby firmly rejected China's claim the U.S. violated international law by shooting down the balloon. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to expand its combat exercises and strengthen war preparedness as he looks to escalate an already provocative run and weapons demonstrations in the face of deepening tensions with his neighbors in Washington. Kim presided over a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party's Central Military Commission on Monday and encouraged the armed forces to perform ever victorious feats and display matchless military strength. This is VOA News. Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region. Moscow is thought to be assembling additional combat power there for expected offensives in the coming week. Officials said Monday that intense fighting that has raged for weeks continued, and they are located in the Donetsk region, which, with neighboring Luhansk region, makes up the Donbas industrial area that borders Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin is hungry for battlefield successes to mark the anniversary of the invasion on February 24th. Authorities in Peru say landslides triggered by steady rain swept mud, water, and rocks into several villages in the country's south, killing at least 36 people. A civil defense official in the Mariano Nicolas municipality in the Cumaná province told local radio RPP that 36 bodies had been recovered in a remote sector. Among the dead were five people who were riding in a van that was pushed into a river by a surge of mud. Local officials have appealed for heavy machinery to be sent in to clear debris, blocking nearly 2 miles of an important road. Authorities in San Juan, Puerto Rico, say that three tourists were stabbed early Monday. Details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The three tourists are from the U.S. mainland. Police say the attack happened in a renowned seaside community known as La Perla, which is popular with visitors. Police say the confrontation began when one of the tourists, who lives in South Carolina, began videoing a mobile hamburger cart and was told to stop and leave the area. Two of the tourists remain hospitalized, including one who was stabbed 6 times. No one has been arrested. The attack happened nearly 2 years after a tourist from Delaware was killed and set on fire after police said he was warned not to take pictures while buying drugs in La Perla. I'm Norman Hall.
Expect lots of new faces and fresh political dynamics as U.S. President Joe Biden delivers this year's State of the Union address. That will be coupled with attention to some old problems that have been brought back into painful focus by recent events. Biden Tuesday night will stand before a joint session of Congress for the first time since voters in the midterm elections handed control to the House of Republicans, like presidents past. Biden will make the case that the nation is strong and that better days lie ahead, but he finds himself in choppy waters as he passes the halfway mark of his term. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.